after reviewing the game, a few things stood out. I really, really like our quarterback. Tanner played a very good game. He's poised beyond his experience, and our team has tremendous confidence in him, and so do our coaches. But he managed the game really, really well. Adam Hine, from the second half of the Boise game now through the UCLA game, I really like what I'm starting to see from him. And our offensive front, blocking-wise, we're gaining momentum that way also. I think our receivers still continue to catch the ball well, and we're consistent that way. Ball control was a huge factor in that game, keeping UCLA off the field. Defensively, turnovers, turnover creation from the Boise game in UCLA is kind of one of our identities right now. And third down, if we get a team to third down, we're strong on third down. So that's kind of a trend that's starting to emerge. Our field goal kicker, Trevor Sampson, was a huge factor in that game, and we found right about where the edge of his range is. And I think his 42 was his longest in that game, and that's about where we're comfortable with him. Our special teams play took a step backwards in that game. UCLA outperformed us in that area, which probably one of the biggest plays was the punt return, where we then defensively stopped them on third down. They went for it on fourth, but that gave them some momentum back. Yeah, other than that, I think we have a good team and that's on the verge, possibly becoming a great team with some work, but still a ways to go. But I think we're a good football team through 3 weeks.
The one big punt return you allowed was on your one straight back. Why'd you go away from Johnny and his rugby at that point?
A couple things. Just the distance and really we thought really how what our net was and trying to change field position even more. That was kind of the thought, and then, but what really happened is we didn't cover it very well. So we had four players there, didn't execute our assignment very well. And what UCLA made clear is if they have an athlete in space and you're not exactly right, they can make you miss pretty easily. That's what happened.
Were there special teams or defenses you've gone back? How would you rate your team's tackling in that game?
Not good. We have a long ways to go in terms of tackling. And probably could have kept, well, there was five rushes that accumulated for 173 yards. Every one of them had an unblocked player that missed a tackle. And so, yeah, to become a great and dominant defense, tackling, especially when you're unblocked, the great defenses can get off blocks and make a tackle. The good defenses need an unblocked player to make a tackle. And the average defenses need two unblocked players to make tackles.
How do you fix that? How do you
mix just constant emphasis. And it doesn't change overnight, but we've been addressing it since what I saw in the opener against Nebraska on the perimeter especially. And so step by step, day by day.
How much fun are you having coaching the defense? And could you break down kind of what your role is now that you've come back in the room?
Yeah, I really like is just the chance to impact the outcome of the game. And it's a lot more taxing but a lot more fulfilling, and I love the chance to see the players learn and grow. And to this point, two of the three games we've hit our point pillar, which gives us a great chance to win no matter how we get to it and no matter what things are struggling in between. I like that part because ultimately if we can keep our points there, we'll have a great chance to win, and we did again on Saturday. I want to help our team, and that it's beyond I think it's progressionally moved beyond whatever my reputation is as a defensive coach. I really want the players to have success, and that's what I'm working most on right now.
Is it a matter of just getting Adam Hine healthy is why he's made such a leap in terms of running the ball?
That's my opinion. I don't know what he would say or our trainers, but he, for the summer workouts, he was not, he missed the majority of the summer. And so it's been since the beginning of fall camp until now when he's really had daily work. And so that, again, that's what I think. But you know, the trainers and Adam might say something different.
How rewarding is it to see his perseverance finally pay off?
I love it. One of the most impressive plays I've seen when he hurdled that player kind of near our sideline. I mean, there the way he left the ground and had the distance that he covered. I mean, that was impressive. But he's not only running for speed, but he's running with power, and he's having to because he is our back right now. And not sure when we can get Francis fully up to speed and when we can get Algae all the way back, hopefully this week for both. Francis was cleared for last week, but just and watching practice reps, we had a little rust, and so I need to maybe we can get him back this week.
Any update on Travis Tuiloma?
Haven't heard yet. Fingers have been crossed since whenever that happened. This would be a great week, as we'll see power about 5,000 times. That's an exaggeration.
Could Algie get back this week?
I think so, yeah. I don't have an update for him yet as of today either, but that's what we're hoping for.
Is there an update on Jordan Prater?
Jordan Prater will be out this week. This will be the last week. If all his other criteria with me are cleared, then he'll be out this week, and then he'll be back the following week.
Is Adam not returning kicks just because of his load of running back?
It will probably remain that. The answer is yes, and it will probably remain that way until we are able to substitute a little bit more.
What was the most frustrating element of the UCLA game when you go back as close as it was?
Man. I would have liked to have given up one less score defensively when we scored and they answered. And then third down rather than getting to fourth and seven. You know, we've got to manage the third downs a little bit better to get to that point. But we had the lead. I thought we were in control of the game for a long, long, long time and earned it. And but we found the difference right now for us winning and losing against good teams is about one play. But that comes with whom we're playing and where we're playing them and where our team is. So just that we had a great chance to win and fell a little short.
Your pace of play is notably slower this year than it's been the last 2 years. More a function of Tanner being new, or is it philosophically you're taking the slowdown a little bit?
No, more of that. And as we are kind of giving him line upon line or little bit by little bit, it just makes more sense that way.
When BYU beat Michigan in 1984, where were you? Did you watch the game? What are your recollections of that?
I
imagine you were around high school age.
Was it 84?
Yeah.
I graduated in 84, so I was a senior, a graduating senior, and I believe watching it with my dad, Cougar Club member from our house, and he watches everything. And if he goes to a game, he gets there about 3 hours early, even now. And so I think I was watching it at home with him.
What's your familiarity with Harbaugh and Michigan at all?
I don't have any. Don't have any ties or affiliations, or maybe the closest thing, if Greg Madison is there, and he might be serving as the defensive coordinator, Brady Hoke was his graduate assistant, and I was Brady Hoke's graduate assistant. And so if Greg is still there, I'm like a great-grandson to Greg Madison through Brady Hoke.
I think it's Durkin, DJ Durkin.
Okay. So if Madison, he might be the D-line coach.
Yeah, it could be that.
Yeah.
You've seen them run the ball a lot on film.
They're basically Stanford. So when Harbaugh was at Stanford, and that's no slight to either one. That's just if I'm describing it, that's what I see. A lot of big people, extra tight ends, and big backs, and just running and smashing you.
So with that, does that change some of the linemen? You've been going on last against UCLA. You were on more of the I guess you call it a 164.
that's a
that
good name.
That alignment
164.
Yeah.
We'll need some bigger people, but we need healthy people. So I'll have to look at number one. Again, I'm still early in what they're doing, and then look who we have healthy and then try to match it best we can.
Would that alignment still kind of mess, even with power, obviously they're pulling, would that still get them off a little bit line-wise, not knowing who it is that they're lined up on, towards the middle and everything?
It might, but it's not likely that we go that route. Just the gaps are too small and the bodies are too big, and it might be an avalanche in there.
Harvey Lange had a big game, impactful game. How does he continue that? What are you hoping to
go? I think the way that you said it, impactful game, is what he had. He's still learning to play linebacker, but he's disruptive. And so the disruptive nature is really one of the things we're counting on defensively, is we're still working on consistency. But Harvey is disruptive. And, man, the ability for us, again, to get the ball intercepted out of the air, to be good on third down, he's having a lot to do with that. And then as Adam is basically the only healthy ball carrier besides Nate Carter, then he came in and, man, he got us a really critical third down twice. And so and he's heavy on special teams. He won't be able to keep this pace up for the entire season. We know we're having to pick and choose now what we're doing with him because he's playing really, really hard, and he's playing a lot of plays, and we're just going on game four.
Is Harvey going to lose the arm brace at some point? And is that?
Nope, he's got it the entire year.
What's up? Is it something that hampers him, or is it?
You'll have to ask him. He's tough, and that's just the word the trainers gave me. They told me the injury, and they just said, man, he's tough. And so that brace is hindering his tackling a little bit, but his value to the team kind of overrides that, and he tries really hard.
Was that a camp injury? Was that a game one thing? I don't remember.
Game one, if I remember right. Game one. I'm almost positive game one.
One of the field position deals from the UCLA game was your inability to kick the ball to the end zone.
Yes.
Was that just a guy having a bad night? Or
I'd love to believe that. So we were trying to use – we attempted to use a little bit more directional kickoffs, and with some of that direction, we lost some distance. Wasn't a good trade, and if we knew kind of the outcome, certainly wouldn't have done it, but that was the hope, is we might be able to cover, again, the speed of UCLA. We're looking to have a little bit different placement and maybe enhance field position. It actually backfired.
Michigan's another nationally televised game. Is it gratifying to get so much attention?
I think the attention is gratifying. I think it's motivating, and I think it's earned. And so, again, I think that we have respect at this point nationwide, and all I can say to that is so far. You have to keep earning it, and you have to keep playing well. And so far, we're an exciting team to watch. You can tune in right to the end to see, you know, what the outcome's going to be, and maybe this will be another one of those.
How do you manage the time? You haven't played this early since, what, Boston College in 06.
Yeah.
And it's going to be essentially a 9 o'clock kick.
Not a fan. And probably we'll treat it more like a Friday game in terms of our practice model. And that's not all bad in trying to get healthy, but we can't treat it the same. And so, again, most likely I'll treat it because Friday night games, we're used to some of those, and so I'll probably use that model.
Big picture goal perspective, what was lost on Saturday and what's still in front of you in terms of goals to reach?
I think it will depend how strong UCLA finishes. We don't have any control over that. I think they're a good team. But what we can control is every single week how we play, and I like our chances, and I'm not sure anything's lost if we play really well down the stretch. If UCLA ends up being a really good team, you know, it's still early. But I'm not sure what would be lost if we play really well from here on out.
Maybe it's still too early to assess this, but with all the national exposure and how you guys have started, how have you seen that affect the recruiting?
Oh, yeah. I can't talk specifically, but had two recent commits and another most likely happens today. I mean, it's helping a lot. Not only that we're on, but we're playing well. And so that's one of the things of taking on great teams and taking on unique challenges in really big venues, and so that might be the biggest advantage so far that I've seen. And yeah, that's all been within the last maybe 10 days that's happened.